Shri Krishna's answer to Arjuna, as I said, in the first place is to say that, look, there is perishable and imperishable. And you are giving a greater importance to perishable than to the imperishable. That was the first answer to Arjuna's bewilderment. The second answer is that you are giving such a great importance to the fruits of action, without realizing what is the action itself, what is the motive of action. If you analyze the whole argument of Arjuna, the whole argument is based upon the consequences, upon the fruits. His argument is that if I win this battle, I will have Rajyam and Sukham. I will have the kingdom and the happiness and the pleasure. That is one consequence. Then he says, I don't want this, why? Because I will have killed my people and this kingdom will be blood spattered. And it is that which I do not like to enjoy. It's again a fruit of action. How can I enjoy this kingdom when it is a blood spattered kingdom? So it is again a question of consequence. Then he says, killing is called a sin. If I do this, it will be called a sin. And then there is a fear of the sin. What is the consequence of a sin? If I engage myself into the war, then there will be a destruction of dharma. The whole Kulanasham, the whole clan will be destroyed, the dharma of the Kula will be destroyed. And then he says, iti shushruma, it is said that those who are responsible for it, they go into hell. Again, consequence, the fruit of action. So, all his arguments are based upon fruits of action. So, Sri Krishna says that when the buddhi is incited by desire, then it constantly thinks of the results, consequences, fruits of action, to such an extent that the real action and the motive of action are as it were hidden. They are obliterated. They are not brought into the focus of our attention. That is why Sri Krishna says that, first of all, realize that even the wisest do not know what is action, what is inaction, and what is wrong action. Karma, akarma, vikarma. So first of all, before you go to the consideration of consequences, fruits of action, first of all consider what is action, what is inaction, what is wrong action. It is only then that your question will have an answer. In other words, you can see that Sri Krishna goes to the fundamentals. If the situation was simple, then a simple answer is possible. If situation is superficial, a superficial answer is possible. But here the question that was raised by Arjuna was fundamental, and therefore it cannot be answered superficially or simply. It has to be answered fundamentally. So we are in the second chapter basically with these two propositions, a distinction between the perishable and the imperishable, and secondly, the consideration of what is action, what is inaction, what is wrong action, which takes us into the question of what are the fruits of action and how one must deal with the fruits of action and with the action itself. Now, with regard to these propositions, in the current ideas, there are four basic very important philosophies, philosophy of Sankhya, of Yoga, Vedanta, and Vedavada. And all the four are in picture in the second chapter. And normally we are not very clear about these four things, therefore the whole chapter becomes difficult. If you read Sri Aurobindo's essays on the Gita, in his exposition, before starting the exposition of the Yoga of Buddhi, Yoga of Intelligent Will, he has deviated, as it were, from the main course of argument of the Gita, so as to expound quite largely, although as he says quite superficially, the Sankhya and Yoga, and Sankhya, Yoga and Vedanta, in which he has also included the consideration of Vedavada. These two chapters is introduced specially so that the reader may be able to understand the arguments of the second chapter. Now, in my own exposition with you, I omitted to describe what is Sankhya, what is Yoga, what is Vedanta, what is Vedavada. And we enter straight into the argument, which is very good, because then you really understand that there is a difficulty in understanding this chapter because there is this background lacking. So at the right moment we can now give the background. Now the difficulty is further compounded because these words Sankhya, Yoga, Vedanta, Vedavada are even now being used in our own times. But when these words are used today, they have different meanings than these words had at that time for these very words. So today if you read Sankhya, the word Sankhya, it meant one thing to Arjuna, because he lived at that time when Sankhya was understood